A leading cancer specialist here has expressed concern that some patients with private health cover are facing delayed access to vital new medicines. Patients who have cover with Laya Healthcare and or Irish Life may have to wait 2 years or more in some cases to get the access they need to promising cancer therapies, but may wait just a few months if they have VHI cover. Laya and Irish Life are guided by the HSE approval system for covering these drugs for public use through the National Cancer Control Programme or the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics. Many of those seeking access to these newer drugs have advanced cancer. Well, we can talk now to Professor Ray McDermott, consultant medical oncologist, who's in studio. Very good afternoon to you, Professor McDermott, and thank you for coming in to speak to us. What are you finding now with your patients in relation? These are ones with health insurance who are, and you are, looking for them to have access to some of these newer therapies. What's the picture?
So the picture is not a great one because, first of all, to say the most important thing, Brian, is everyone should have access to these drugs. Our drugs approval process is very slow. We're the second slowest in Europe. These are not drugs that we're picking out of the air. These are drugs that have been regulated by the European Medicines Agency who have said, yes, we agree that they should be, for that certain indication, they should be available. The next process is an agreement with the Irish government to pay a certain price. And of course, that's necessary. We need value for money. our process is very slow. We're now the second slowest in Europe to get availability of new drugs. So we need that to improve.
But typically, how long does it take from the European Medicines Agency giving the green light to approval and reimbursement here?
Approximately 2 years, which is...
That's a long time for a cancer patient.
And if you have metastatic cancer, as you said at the beginning, you know, 2 years may be too long for you to wait for that. So the other thing, and that's a source of frustration. I mean, of course, we need to get our value for money for the state. But I think that process doesn't need to be that long for us to get that value for money. And I've expressed that opinion. The second thing is, if you have health insurance, you expect to get the best treatment, of course. And unfortunately, there is a disparity between the health insurers when it comes to reimbursing these drugs. Again, we're talking about drugs that are approved by the EMEA. And if you're insured with the VHI, they will, in the vast majority of cases, pay for these drugs, where the other health insurers will not, which is obviously a great frustration. As an oncologist, I just want to be able to treat the patients mm-hmm. with the best drugs available. Patients know they're out there, you know, they're very savvy these days. They can look up these things and see what's available. So,
and we're not talking here about experimental treatments.
Not at
these,
all.
These have been judged by the European Medicines Agency to be safe and effective.
Absolutely. We're not talking about speculative things. We're talking here proven treatments and a delay in getting access to them for Irish patients.
So how many of these drugs are not being covered by either Laya or Irish Life?
Well, talking to some of my colleagues this morning, I mean, there's drugs in breast cancer, bladder cancer, prostate cancer, you name it, any cancer. One of the reasons I love oncology so much is that things are changing all the time. And I understand that that's a challenge to pay for these drugs, but we want to be able to use them and we want to be able to get access to them. So at any one time, there are between 10 and 20 drugs and different indications for the same drug, perhaps, Brian, that we can't access for our patients.
Laya have told us, because we were in touch with them, Laya have told us this lunchtime that there are times when they will approve drugs earlier than the HSE-led system would otherwise allow. Now, up to, I think, a little bit before lunchtime, we didn't have a list of those particular drugs. But is that the case? Is there a slightly more nuanced picture here?
Occasionally with Laya, but to be very honest, they have elaborate processes that you go through to the guy trying. And I've been in this case when you're in these situations where you're trying to get access. And very occasionally you can get it with Laya. Irish Life, I've never been successful. Whereas with VHI, you can.
So people who are insured by those companies, what do they do? I mean, does it simply mean then that the treatment is beyond them? Because they're very expensive treatments.
Some people would try and pay out of pocket. That's not realistic, to be honest.
Tens of thousands,
exactly. And especially if the drug works, because then you're on it for a prolonged period of time and obviously then the bills are mounting. So that's not a really realistic option. Sometimes we have clinical trials available. I'm a great proponent for clinical trials, but for the vast majority it means we can't use that drug.
So your message to Laya and to Irish Life today is what?
The message is very simple. For your subscribers, they deserve the best cancer treatment and you should provide it for them. And, you know, I'm speaking on, this has been a source of frustration for me and my colleagues for a long time. So I think, and for subscribers, if they're thinking about cancer, one in three of us are going to get cancer at one point in our lives. Then I think when your next renewal comes, if you should ask your insurance company, do you cover the latest treatments? Mm. And if they don't, they should think about switching to VHI.
And for everybody else, for people who don't have private cover, could that two-year process be speeded up?
Absolutely. I think that's the other that goes hand in hand with this. We need to improve we need to shorten the time between the EMEA approval and the availability for the general population. Absolutely.
And is that something that can be done? I mean, you understand the process.
I understand the process. I used to sit on one of the committees that evaluated those. I think it's necessary without a doubt, and I'm not for one second am I saying that isn't necessary. Mm-hmm. But there's no way. If other countries can do it in a number of months, why could we not do it in 6 months or 9 months instead of taking 2 years? There's only one country in Europe that takes longer than us.
Right, and that is, I think it was Portugal, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us this lunchtime. That was Professor Ray McDermott, a consultant medical oncologist at St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin.